Lesson is about the only one I know.
Let's say if you heard a noise, let's say did you what that noise?
Heard it?
I'm not afraid though, because I have what many times before. What it many times before.
Heard it many times before?
If the noise were happening right now, you would what?
Wouldn't hear it.
If I ask you if you know a person, you might say no, but I what of him?
If I knew him, what?
Like, if I knew a person, and you didn't know him, but say you knew of him, you'd say, no, I don't know the person, but I have what of him?
Heard of him?
If a friend came back to town, and another friend had been visiting him, you might be asked, haven't you seen him yet? And you might say, no, blank.
No, I haven't.
Then you might be asked, has your brother seen him yet? And again your answer.
I wouldn't know.
That television would really, I think, you know.
You're not going to turn the sound on.
Oh, okay. That's great. Thanks. Let's see. You are going.
Going what? Fishing?
Of something you do every day, do you do it frequently? You'd say, yes, I.
You mean if I had some job to go to, would I do it?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Let's see. Does your brother like ice cream? Yes, he.
Yes, he does.
You don't smoke cigars, but he.
You might.
Or how else would you say that? He.
He would.
If a man lets his farm get all run down and doesn't seem to care, you might say to someone who asks, I really don't know, but he just...
Careless?
Or he just blank to care.
Careless, I wouldn't. Yeah.
If you were using...
Lazy?
Let's see, you say, I do care, I care, you care, I do care, he does care. What about, would you say about you?
He does care, and you do care, and what?
And let's see. That's good.
That gets a little bit silly.
Some of these questions are, but there's a good reason behind. If your son is in school but pays no attention to the teacher, you might think he just
careless.
Or he just
indifferent.
If you were using a form of do in that sentence.
Dumb.